Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. In late 1945, an American pastor who was known as H.F. Gerech was appointed chaplain to the high-ranking Nazi war criminals during their trial at Nuremberg. His report below, translated from German, in 1949, proves that God's grace exceeds all our thoughts. Jesus said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Before visiting these Nazi leaders in their cells, I asked myself, this is his report, must I greet these men who had brought such unspeakable suffering on the world and were the cause of the sacrifice of so many millions of lives? My own two sons were victims of their misdeeds. How should I behave before such men, as they would be willing to receive God's word? Sorry, I've misread that last line. How should I behave before such men so that they would be willing to receive God's word? On November the 20th, 1945, just before the trial took place, I passed the night in prayer, asking God to give a message for them. From that moment, God gave me the grace, after the example of Jesus, to hate sin but love the sinner. These men must hear about the Saviour who suffered and died also on the cross for them. This is the power of God's word. A double cell of the prison was made into a chapel where we could hold our services, he writes. A former lieutenant colonel of the Secret Service was our organist. Towards the end of my service, this organist trusted in Christ. The simple gospel of the cross had changed his heart. Now, he writes a number of names here, which I will probably find hard to pronounce properly. Jetel von Ribbentrop, Raeder, Dönitz, von Neurath, Speer, Schnatz, Frick, Funk, Fritz, von Schirach, Sokel and Göring form my congregations. Now, you'll be familiar with some of those names, so am I. We would sing hymns, read scripture, and have a short address and close with prayer. Sokel was the first to open his heart to the gospel. He was a father of 10 children and had a Christian wife. After a few visits, we knelt down by his bed and he prayed the publican's prayer. You remember from Luke's gospel, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." Then Fritz von Schirach, Speer, asked permission to take communion. As I saw these men receiving the bread and wine, I was seized with emotion, for God had worked mightily through his word and spirit in their hearts, and as repentant sinners, they'd accepted pardon through Christ. Rieder, the chief of the German Navy, zealously read his Bible. He often came to me with difficult passages. Kittel, the chief of staff of the German army, asked me to convey his thanks to those who'd provided for their spiritual welfare, being criminals. With tears, he said, "They have helped me more than they could have imagined. May Christ sustain me." But sadly, Göring was unrepentant to the end. On the evening before the execution, I had a long talk with Göring. I put before him the necessity of preparing to meet God. He ridiculed certain Bible truths and refused to accept that Christ died for sinners. It was a conscious denial of the power of the blood. "Death is death," were his last words. An hour later, he took his own life. What a frightful end. He then goes on with a little paragraph entitled, "Unfit for Earth but Ready for Heaven." Kittel went into eternity, confiding in the pardoning grace of God. Then Sokol went to his death with a last prayer. Frick assured me before his death that he believed in the cleansing blood. The sincere repentance that God worked in the lives of those who according to human estimation, were fouled by the deepest infamy, may give a ray of hope to those who have corrupted their lives through sin. Now, I don't know what you think. I know some people find it very hard to accept that Nazi war criminals could be forgiven. Well, that's not for me to judge, because the grace of God reached Saul of Tarsus, who was a murderer, a blasphemer, and an opponent of Jesus Christ. The grace of God has reached good in men's terms and evil in all of our eyes. The grace of God reaches down to the darkest, foulest person and brings salvation. I wonder if you are ready to meet God in eternity. Jesus said one day, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So that means sinful people who you think are sinners as well as I do. But we are all sinners, the Bible says. But God can cleanse and forgive them. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. My prayer is that you, who may be nothing like a Nazi war criminal, may know the grace of God and the forgiveness of sin. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.